Well, hello everyone. This is Nofo from The Seller Talk. And today I want to start by saying that I always believed and wanted to have someone that will actually explain to us what holistic healing is. And I was lucky enough to actually talk to Tiffany O'Hearn, who actually have done that for a long time. And she agreed to be with us in today's episode. So Tiffany, hello. How are you?
I am so good. I'm so well. I'm so happy to be here. And I am so humbled and grateful. So thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you to the audience for, you know, having me as well.
And thank you for being with us. I want to start actually by just letting you introduce yourself and exactly what you do and let all the fans and the listeners know what, how they can actually reach out to you and know who you are.
Yeah, thank you so much. So my name is Tiffany O'Hearn, and I am an energy healing practitioner. I also do 13 sidereal astrology, which I like to weave into my energy healing sessions as well, right? Because astrology is energy, energy healing is energy, and it's all a part of that. And so, you know, I work with traumas, programs, you know, these old, you know, again, programs that we have that we keep within us, right? That likely don't serve us anymore. And they might not have ever, right? And so we can, and I'm sure we'll get to it, but, you know, certainly past life, you know, karmic healing is such a beautiful space and place. And it's something that I'm very drawn to, as well as, you know, our generational, right? You know, our generational woundings and things of that nature. And then we also have the current life. And so when we heal, when we use the energy body, the energy meridians, to holistically heal these traumas, we're actually removing them up and out of our thought fields, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you don't have that program anymore, it allows you to respond to life instead of in reaction to. Because if you were to, you know, take a moment and think about, what do I react to? Those are your programs. Those are your wounds. Those mm-hmm. are your traumas. Mm-hmm. And in that, right, this is something that's so very important is, can you ask the question to yourself? Can you be brave enough to ask the question and courageous enough to listen to the answer? Mm-hmm. Because we all have it inside of us, you know? And so when I'm sitting with a client and they're, you know, opening themselves up, I can write down all of your programs because they're so very clear. Mm-hmm. But what do you know about them? You know, because I'm a guide. Mm-hmm. I'm a guide. Mm-hmm. But you're the one in the driver's seat of all of this, including even being here.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we all have these woundings, these traumas within us, you know, and it is for us to heal them. Mm-hmm. If, again, we're brave enough to ask the question and courageous enough to listen, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I do a lot of energy healing. I also do, I have my own podcast mm-hmm. and I, you know, really am here to help share wisdom, to share healing, to share love, more importantly, mm-hmm. because the more that I can connect and the more that I can get my voice out there, the more that others can, you know, hear that message, and that message is of love for you, for the person listening.
Yeah.
You know, truly for you, for I mean, mm-hmm. it's just this abundance of love. And yeah. so yeah. I, you know, and I love to work with children. I'm very passionate about children. I'm just very passionate about people. I'm, you know, a highly sensitive person. I'm a deep empath, and I'm here, you know, to help guide.
Yeah.
I really am. And I know that. And I know that. And so, you know, these platforms are so beautiful to, you know, reach more people with love. It's not about, you know, healing with Tiffany. I mean, I'm happy to have you do that, yeah. right? But just healing in general, right? And whatever that looks like for you, because there's a lot of different modalities out there to help us do, feel, and be better.
Yeah.
You just have to find the one that aligns with you. Well, and answer the call first and foremost, right? Because it's never, you know, this word change is kind of polarizing, right? Because we say change. I need mm-hmm. to change. Mm-hmm. But do we ever change, or is it our awareness?
Yeah.
To the object or subject.
And sometimes
that influences.
Would you agree that, like, sometimes it's just a matter of rewiring our thoughts? Like, the way we actually think sometimes just hold us back. And having actually someone like you to actually enlighten, like give some light to certain areas that we haven't discovered about ourselves. To really, yeah. So it is actually needed to have people like you, Tiffany, that will actually just show you the path, not even like tell you what to do, but maybe just like, hey, have you ever thought about this? Did you think like that before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But and I will be honest with you, the last time we talked like a couple of weeks ago, and I, after that conversation, like I did have that feel, like when we ended the call, I walked out and I felt just great, because the way you talked to me, the way you explained what love and what inspired you really resonated with me. And I started actually just thinking more, like whenever I come across any situation now, I do take that step back. And I would love for you to share with the audience, how did it all start and what inspired you exactly to
thank
go on
you.
This journey?
Yeah. And thank you so much for that. I'm so humbled and honored. You know, I am devoted to myself and healing myself, mm-hmm. not only for myself, but for those that I will come in contact with, whether it be through, you know, channels like this. And so I really just so grateful and humbled and honored. So thank you. And as far as, you know, where I got started, you know, it's a constant place for me to, you know, look back with such love and admiration, you know, because so often we can look at our life and say, well, that sucks, or that's crappy, or that was terrible. But then you're the victim.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really want to be the victims of our life. It does feel safer to be the victim, but it doesn't actually serve our spirit to be the victim. It serves our ego to be the victim. And so how can we step into our spirit? So, you know, quiet that ego. We don't need to silence it, because it still does serve us, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But how do we become still enough to say, I'm connected? This voice is my intuition and not my ego. And one of the best ways that I can share with how to connect to that is ask yourself a question. And it can just be something as simple as, what do I want for dinner tonight? Which also is not a very simple question, right? And so if you just tune in, what do I want for dinner tonight? Pause, whatever comes to your mind, that's your intuition.
Mm.
The second voice is your ego, right? So if you're like, oh, I really want, you know, chicken primavera. And then, you probably shouldn't eat that. Or you probably shouldn't go out to eat tonight because of the money, or because of, you know, X, Y. You can't treat yourself, right? That's the ego trying to keep us safe.
Mm-hmm.
But the first voice, that's the intuition. And the beautiful thing about it is you can test yourself in very easy. What do I want to wear today? Instead of just being automatic with it, you know, you kind of connect with yourself. There's very, you know, I call them simple, because there's nothing totally impactful about not following it.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you can look at a grand picture of what you're going to wear today and blah, blah, but I'm just talking about the very basic,
right.
You know, tune into self,
mm-hmm.
tune into yourself, and allow that answer to come up. Because the more that you can have it, you know, I always say 1%, you know, let's just be 1% better today, because in our world, it's usually all or nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
But let's from old program. That's an old program that doesn't serve us.
Yeah.
How can I just be like a tiny bit better today?
Yeah.
And that could be just listening to that intuition one time today.
Yeah.
With vigor, with strength.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, it might have to be something very simple, right? As, what will I eat tonight?
Yeah.
So that you can sit with it, because I'm also open to the fact it might be incredibly uncomfortable for you to sit in that.
Yeah, and in the all and nothing thought, I think it's mostly like what the others are saying, and it's not like what you are saying to yourself. Mm-hmm. That 1% that we're like, how can we get better every day? The moment you just want it all, that's because the society and your friends and what, like the social media and all of that, like dictates to you to have or to become or to be, for instance. Yeah.
And these are those subtle programs.
Yeah,
and
we're told.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so if you listen to yourself especially in that reaction, and this is how I go about my healing, and this is how I've done that, is to be super honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's usually a very hard space to be, because then we have to become aware, right? And we have to become intentional. And those are hard. They're very easy, but they're not always simple for us to kind of step into. It does take time. Now, I'm 41 years old, you know, and I'm not healed. I'm healing.
Yes. Always in progress. Yes.
That's right. And so, you know, going through my life and really seeing, like, I can remember being a child. And one of my biggest, something that I'm really feeling into as of late, was how much I tried to heal people inappropriately.
Okay.
And I'm talking about as a small child. I had this, I've been doing some meditating, you know, through the subconscious and things like that. And so I've been granted these really clear memories from my childhood. Mm-hmm. And I was probably about two, and I could see my mother across the room in the kitchen, very stressed. Okay. I could see the stress, right? In hindsight, looking back now, she probably didn't even know she was stressed, right? Yeah. And so my little baby brother was next to me, and my sister was messing around on the floor. And I could see her being stressed. So in my young mind, I started to make noise to get her attention, right? Because if she can see me as being funny, right, and doing something humorous, I know that will help take that away.
Okay.
And so in doing that, I caused more chaos because I didn't know, right? I didn't know. So my attempts were futile.
Hmm.
And so what that instilled in me was I have to work harder.
Yeah.
Work harder to please the people around me so that they don't have to feel their pain.
Okay.
And that is something that I'm really feeling into now. And it comes from this people pleasing, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's like, you know, for me, I step forward now and it's hard for me to say, no, that's not good for me. It's hard for me to see people in their wounds and not try to fix it.
That's true. That is true.
But I love me that much now that I'm working, I'm devoted to unraveling that part of myself, because every time that I have put myself forth as I'm trying to keep you from yourself or I'm trying to protect you from yourself, mm-hmm. it's an appropriate energy exchange.
Yeah.
Because they're not asking for it. I'm not supposed to be giving it. It's not my job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not what I'm here for. And so in that, I've created more trauma, more wounding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm grateful for it, you know? And this is all what we get to do, is look back at our life and say, what are the things that really helped me? Because people pleasing has been instrumental in my life. And right now, unraveling it is way more instrumental.
Yeah. Yeah, I do run into the same issue, because sometimes I'm too afraid sometimes to upset the person. So I would actually not give them the entirety of the right feedback that I have to give them, or I will just try to hold them like, oh, it's okay, it's not a problem, we'll go beyond that. And but I'm too afraid to actually get them upset. I'm too afraid to actually do something. And I believe in karma in general, and I do believe that what goes around comes around and all of that. So I'm afraid to do anything, and probably sometimes to say something when I should have said something, because it bothers me,
mm-hmm.
the most important person. Sometimes I forget that I am the most important person. Yeah.
And you know what's so beautiful about that is it takes that awareness again, you know, from ourselves. But again, when we karma, right? And you just brought this up, and it's so beautiful, because when we talk about karma, what that is if you feel lack in your life, you're not giving in that way. And so when we accept the people pleasing, right, is I don't want you to feel bad. So I'm going to, in exchange, make myself feel bad. That's a contract that we've made.
Yeah.
We may not be aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like it comes from a place and space of love, right? It really does. But in that is that inappropriate or uncomfortable energy exchange, because now you might go through your life, and this might be for some reflection, right? To anyone else listening to this too, of how many people are doing that to me? Because we become a mirror for it. And so how many people aren't standing in their integrity with me? Because that's what integrity is, the ability to speak from the heart.
Yeah.
Right? And so how do we start to unravel this and be intentional about every relationship moving forward, right? That I'm going to hold this in a space and place of actual love. And my daughter, she really pointed and highlighted this out for me. This was probably about 2 months ago, maybe a month or so ago. I don't exactly remember, but she said to me, and I was sitting in, we were, you know, watching a movie or whatever. And it was myself, my daughter, she's 8, and my partner. And she said, "Mama, who do you love the most?" And I was like, whoa, busted, right? Like, I don't know what the right answer is here, right? And so I kind of sat with it for a second, and I just kind of got really still, because I was like, how do I, because again, right, I don't want to hurt somebody else's feelings. Mm-hmm. So my partner says, "Well, honey, of course it's you," right? And then I was like, oh, shoot. Okay. So of course it's you, darling. And she said, yeah. "No, Mama, it shouldn't be me. It should be you."
Wow.
And I was like, gosh.
She's right.
She's right.
Yeah.
And so that is such a beautiful place to be as well, because in any relationship, the Hallmark aisle is a terrible place to be. If you think about it, you complete me. You make me so much better. No.
I make myself so much better.
I make myself so much better. You enhance, right? Right. I'm so grateful. It doesn't mean that we, you know, there's other ways to share the words of love than in those cards, because it really sets us up for heartache.
Yeah.
Because love isn't that way. It's not a this for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you complete me, that's me saying that I'm not completed, because I can't possibly complete you. And these are where these programs really become inspiring, where you can invite you to, right? I invite you to, whether you invite yourself or not, that's up to you. But I hope you take this invitation to lovingly explore some of these. And what you say is your program. You never respect me. I don't respect me. You always yell at me. I yell at me. You always disrespect me. I disrespect me. And that's how to see it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. In every relationship, there's somebody and something mirroring something back to us.
Yeah. I did hear someone actually say one day, like, you cannot love someone if you don't love yourself. Because if you love yourself, you know how to describe it. You know what the feeling love is, because you do it to you. Like, you start with yourself, and then you can actually share that feeling and have it towards someone else. You can love others, like, you cannot love others unless you start by loving yourself and knowing what that feeling is. Truly.
Right.
Is.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because to love somebody unconditionally, the only way that we can do that appropriately, meaning without a wound, without, you know, taking somebody's autonomy, right? Because that's what love, if you watch TV, that's what love is. Mm-hmm. Love is becoming together, intertwined in a very unhealthy way. Because we forgot about ourselves.
That's true. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. You know? And so I one of the reasons I have this tree here is for exactly what I'm going to share with you. But also, trees are one of the most beautiful creations, I find. But when we talk about self-love, if you think about yourself, right? So think about the branches and the leaves or all the people you love. Mm-hmm. And you say, wow. That's a lot. That's a big tree. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that it is.
I hope so.
As a matter of fact, I hope it is, right? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of this grand tree in the middle of a meadow that is just so abundant. Mm-hmm. But the next question I'm going to ask you is by far the most important of this. How big is your trunk? Because if your trunk isn't wide enough, you cannot support the love that you want to give. Oh. And so we are the trunk.
Yeah.
We are the roots. And so it's not a matter of loving others more, which again takes us to the programming, right? If you think about how parents are talking about their children nowadays, I love you so much, I could eat you. I love you so much, I can't stand it. I love you to the moon and back. And I'm not saying they're not playful and cute, but words are important and words cast spells. We need to remember that, right?
Wow.
And so how big is your trunk? How deep are your roots? Because if it's not big enough, if the roots aren't strong enough, if your trunk isn't wide enough, you can't possibly support your branches.
Support any branches, no matter how big they are.
And again, and I say that meaning in full alignment with yourself, because you can support a lot. We all know that.
Yeah.
But then they're the people that probably are lying to us because we're not truthful with ourselves. Right. And I say this with so much love and compassion because it becomes that one moment of like, oh my goodness, where it can all kind of start to come together, you know?
Yeah.
And this is what I say in any relationship, especially a romantic one. Devote yourself to you. You don't have to work on the relationship. If each of you are committed to working on yourself, the relationship will mend itself.
Yeah.
The relationships will strengthen on its own because we love ourselves enough to not have insecurities when it comes to our partner.
Yeah.
To let them be who they are with full and total autonomy. Can we do that?
Yeah. And what are the signs of having, like, speaking of the tree, like to get back to the tree, what are the signs that someone can actually see and notice that the trunk is not really, that is weak, and how can we get it stronger?
Again, I'm totally inviting you to just witness these programs, witness these reactions, because that's what they are. Those are the messages. And also, do you need to prune your tree?
Yeah.
Who's not serving you, right? There's so many people, you know, you go on Facebook, I see it. Oh, this person drives me crazy. Why do you still have them?
Yes.
Right? Like, that. You know, these are the little ways that, why am I holding on to that person would be the next best question I would ask myself.
Yeah, I'm afraid to lose them.
Right. So having a lot of friends makes me feel good? Yeah. Or is it, right, they like my stuff, and so I'm really going to keep them because they make me feel good about myself. Again, we'll go back to the tree.
The tree, yeah.
Because it's not in full alignment in fear. Fear is probably our best place to go. Like, what are you fearful of?
Yeah.
Because they're so limiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why are we fear? What are we afraid of?
Like, right. Yeah. Are you afraid to prune your tree? Are you afraid to let people go who don't serve you? Start there.
Are you afraid to move on from certain people? Yeah.
Right. Because everything has a karma attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, it just is over. It's over. And sometimes that takes... You know, that's up for us to say, who doesn't make me feel good? That's not selfish. That's selfish in all the right ways. Yeah. In all the ways that enhance us and allow us to stand rooted
to
the tree. Who doesn't serve me? Which branch doesn't serve me?
I can burn it, yeah.
You know, if I'm miserable at my job, then maybe you need to whack off a whole, you know, side of the tree, because that's another piece of that too, right? If you're unhappy in what you do, that trickles over to every part of your life.
Yeah, and sometimes we're waiting for a sign, like someone will come, like, this job is not for you, or this thing is not for you, you have to move on. And sometimes it does not come as a phrase like this. It comes as a sign of, I'm not feeling good.
Right.
I'm not feeling good anymore doing this. I have to move on. I'm not feeling good going to this gym anymore. I probably should actually just find something else.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just get stuck in that wheel that keeps actually spinning, and we're just like, and it's increasing until the point that some people just have breakdowns.
Yeah. And that's just the nervous system saying enough.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm also, you know, I also know that every physical pain that we have, started off as emotional.
That's true.
And it's our ignoring it. Or perhaps we've become so disconnected from ourselves at this point. And again, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's never your fault until you know something different.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe this is your invitation to know something different. But But what's stopping you? What's blocking you? Because there are things in your life that are blocking you. There are people, there are situations.
Yeah. Is there any situation or a story that you had experienced in the past with someone else or with you, with one of your patients or clients, that you would like to share with us, that like the changes that you made the person notice or see made a huge impact, that they were able to just flip that curve and now they're much better, they're in a better situation than they were before?
You know, something that comes to mind is I was working with this this younger girl who was, you know, just having a tough time, you know, and was really, really in that everything is happening to me, you know, and she was open enough to allow me to challenge her in all the right ways. And I remember we were going through a healing session and something came up that happened to her at about 2 months old. And so she says, I remember what it was. I said, okay. And because here's the thing too, if we get quiet enough and still enough and can be led in the right space, our subconscious has all of that.
Mm.
And if we can trust ourselves to see it and feel it, right? So to me, yeah, I get that at 2 months old, she can understand that. Or she has this memory of her crying for her mom.
Wow.
And then she fell out of the bed. And so a huge wound for her was not being noticed.
Hmm.
Because she fell out of the bed, she was crying for her mom. And so now she says, well, everyone does everything around me. Everyone doesn't see me, right? And so that was a very deep core wound from this life from her. But the other thing is if it's a deep core wound in this life, most likely from a past life as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like for myself, I know, you know, I just had it. Now I just lost it. So it wasn't, maybe not. Oh, I know what I was going to say. So I've come into this world for whatever reason, afraid of wind. Like that's a funny thing to be afraid of, wind, because it happens all the time. I remember being a young kid and sleeping in the hall because I didn't want the wind.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if it was everything about it, right? It wasn't like I had a tree fall on me or, you know, what have you. And so even as an adult, like I think really I got a sound machine to dull the sound of the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And now I live in this house that is completely surrounded by trees. And so I spend a lot of time backpacking, right? And so the fear that I would keep in the middle of the night if it started to get windy was pretty intense. And so I was like, yeah, I'm ready to let this go. And so I did some healing work, you know. It was mostly in my past life and in my generation, it was like five generations back on my mom's side. Wow. Because I hadn't experienced a trauma with the wind in this life. Wow. What did happen to me? Well, I got really upset every time it was windy, right? And so I was able to heal these from my past life and through, you know, the generations.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out in the beginning of August. I was backpacking for 4 nights. And the last night, I'm laying in my hammock and it is windy, windy. And I'm smiling and peaceful. And I'm like, this is why I do what I do. Not just for me. So I can share these stories, these messages.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so tremendously empowering when we can lovingly let something go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really. And witness yourself and going like, I used to react a different way. Now I'm not. Right.
That's
like
true.
And really like get excited about it. You know, like having that pause to be like, this is how you used to do it. This is how we get to do it now. But it's a loving exchange because you didn't know something in those moments and now you know something different. So it's not to hold ourselves in a space and place of resentment or guilt. These are all part of the ego.
Yeah. It's asking ourselves the right questions too.
Right.
Yeah.
And if it's coming from the heart, it loves the traumas.
Yeah.
And the wounds, because it's beautifully you right in this very moment, wounds and all.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a point in our life, right? We always think if we could go back, if I could go back, if we could go back, just one moment to go back, we probably wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Whatever we envision would be different, wouldn't, because we would have experienced something different. And so whatever brought you to this very moment, at this very point in time, should be grateful for it.
Yeah. And it should
invitation.
Be the
invitation.
Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. To love yourself. Because if you didn't have those things that make you go, why did I do that? You would still be doing it.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. And we all sometimes, like, I feel like I fall into that. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
If I don't like it, I will just keep doing it. Yeah.
Right.
Even though I don't like it.
Right. It's so silly. Right. But mm-hmm. then it's like, it'll come back to me.
Yeah. And like, just to get back to like how I like sometimes react, like I feel like I'm still doing it just because, again, it gets me back to because this person that I love likes doing it. So I will do it just because I don't want to upset them. And that is the one obstacle that I still have, actually, and I'm working on that, and I'm actually completely aware of it. And now that you're bringing it up, I feel like I've never given it a name or a description before, and now like I feel like, yeah, I'm letting go of myself because I want to please this person. Now, I do love that person, for example, and I don't want them to go anywhere, so that's why I care a lot about them. But it's just, I do explain and tell myself that because I love that person, it is because that's the reason why I will do it, even though I don't feel comfortable doing it.
And it's such a beautiful aha moment in this awareness within ourselves, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. A couple months ago, my partner asked if I would go to a concert, go see an artist with her that I don't like. And I said, no. Wait, you won't go with me? And very upset about this. And I said, well, here's another view of this. If I go to the concert that I don't like simply to please you, I will in turn make you miserable.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be enjoying it the way you're enjoying it.
Right.
Yeah.
So would you rather go with somebody who enjoyed it with you or just wanted to be there, like hold space, right?
Yeah.
Like, because if I'm not feeling it and I know that, then I'm giving myself away because I'm not only affecting my time, but I'll surely be affecting the energies of her time. And that doesn't make me feel good either. So what can I stand rooted to myself and say, I love you enough to not go. I love me enough, I should say, to not go. And I also love you.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore I'm not going, you know, and it seems super harsh.
Yeah.
It really does. And it's uncomfortable the first time you do it. It really is.
Yeah.
It's really, it's like, did they hear me? Did they see me? Like, what's going to happen now, right?
Yeah.
The more you do it, though, the easier it becomes and to say.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say, you know, to really understand that however they react is their wounding and their programs.
Yeah.
And we can't fix those. They're not ours.
Yeah.
We can't heal those. What we can do lovingly is model. Model. Because we teach people how to treat us.
Yeah.
Again, do we do That's it with true. Intention and awareness or do we not?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can hold yourself accountable to teach people or to guide people on how you want to be treated, right?
Yeah.
And it can still come from a space and place of love. And this is what I tell my daughter. You can come from a space and place of love and still have boundaries.
How would you do it? Like if you want to be a respect, like you do respect people, but you feel that the people will not, or a certain person does not respect you the way you show them respect. Like how would you get them to treat you the way you want to be treated?
First is to kind of witness it. Yeah, like to witness it within ourselves. But not every situation, you know, we all know which situations need us to just push back without kindness, right? And when we're, let's just say somebody starts totally calling you names in the grocery store, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that might not be a place to say, what's going on today, right? That might be a like, right? We all have those moments where we know. But in those moments where we can offer the compassion, do that first. And it may look like, Nafal, I hear you. I really do. I hear that you want me to come with you to the concert. And that feels like me showing you a lot of love. I really do hear you. I'm not going to go because I also don't want to be there. And in turn, that will affect your time. Can I help you find somebody who you would like to go with?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if you honor them first, if you can hold space for them first, that always disarms the other person. If you say, do you want to go to the concert? I'm like, psh, no, why would I want to go to that? That's stupid.
Yeah,
then you're automatically like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Don't say my stuff's stupid, right? But if we can generally reflect back and honor that for them, I know this seems really important to you. I really hear that. Unfortunately, or you don't even have to use those filler words. You're just honoring, and then you're saying, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, yeah. And it sends a message to the person who's listening, like, who are you're telling that to, that I don't have to be there in order for you to enjoy it.
Right.
You enjoy it more than I do. Maybe you can enjoy it better with someone who shares the same feeling than me. If you want to go to this concert, you definitely can actually enjoy it better with someone who actually knows what's going on that stage.
Right.
I wouldn't know.
Right. Exactly. You know, it's really funny. Yesterday, I had taken my daughter. We had gone to this little family place that's nearby us. We did a little mini golf, and then there was a go-kart. And so it was a two-passenger, but I was driving. And so there was like 14 other little racers. And so we started going, and, you know, we're trying to beat everybody like Mario Kart. And this young boy, maybe 12, maybe 14, don't really know, but he kept slamming into us to the point where I was like, bud, you know, you're going to hurt someone. Like, we need to, you know. And so the one of the gentlemen who was, you know, trying to keep peace there, he was trying to tell him too. So at the end, we park our car. Now, again, my little daughter's next to me. And the boy comes over, and I reach out my hands, and I'm just like, it's okay, man. Like, we're good. Like, don't even worry about it, right? Because I could feel his energy. And he was insisting on telling me all the things that I did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And all I kept saying was, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. It's okay. I'm happy to just walk away from this. I didn't know something. You know something different. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. And he was insisting, right? And so I get up out of the car, and I'm like, listen, it's okay. And he fist bumped me, and he didn't want to walk away, but he did at the same time. And that was a really great opportunity to be like, listen, I'm an adult. We don't have to agree. Just because I'm an adult doesn't mean you can't speak your truth. Mm-hmm. At the same time, can we receive? And if we can't, it's okay. We don't need to keep using our ego to tell somebody they did something wrong, you know?
Mm.
And so as he walked away, I just sent love to him for what he doesn't know.
Yeah.
He's a kid.
Yeah.
He's a kid. And he thought I did something wrong. And my daughter's like, well, did you? And I said, it doesn't matter what I think.
Yeah. To that person, it only matters what he believes.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And to that point, I had an opportunity. So I'm divorced, and I've been for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And so my ex at some point had said, if you just apologize for all the pain you've caused me, everything will be good. And I was like, no, right? The ego's like, no, because how will you know you're wrong, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting with this and healing, you know, and then I go, of course I can apologize, because here's what I know. It doesn't matter what I think. They think I hurt them. I can honor that. And that's the most beautiful place to be, is because everyone is coming from their own space and places and experience. And so if you ask me, is there a right or is there a wrong? I say no to either. There's only what we know.
Mm-hmm.
And our experiences have led us to what we know. Look at religion alone. People can really passionately live, right, according to that religion. But then you have other people in these religions saying, no, that's the wrong way.
Right.
But that's what they know. So how do we sit in judgment of other people not knowing anything about them? And that's where compassion comes in.
Yeah.
Because for me, compassion is knowing what you don't know, because I don't know anything about you. You don't know anything about me. Can I still hold you in love for what I don't know? For somebody reacting towards me, do I fight back because they're wrong? Or do I allow because we both know something different?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I bring this to this, you know, I think of a 12-year-old boy, 12-year-old boy. You don't even have to know him, but you probably do. You know, this 12-year-old boy, he's scrappy. He doesn't really have the love and direction. He's part of a gang because he didn't have that family, that loving unit. And the gang says, we're going to protect you. We got you. And the 12-year-old boy goes, finally, someone has me.
Mm.
And they say, okay, here's what we need you to do. We need you to take a life. Is the 12-year-old boy right or wrong? Or can we not say, because we're not in that experience. We've never lived that life. We haven't been that 12-year-old boy whose only option to save their life was to take another. So show me your law book. That's great. I don't buy it. Because we don't know. And that's the other thing. Most people will often say, put yourself in my shoes.
Yeah.
And that's no, because I know something different than you do. I mean, you can even look at twins, right? Twins. They've grown up. They were womb mates. And they're going to perceive and receive their childhood in such different ways because everything is based off of our own individual experiences. We all have energies expressed within us already. We already come wounded. Sorry, I said. Because that's ours to heal in this lifetime.
Mm.
You know? And so how open can we be? How much can we grow the truck? Because that's the other thing that I didn't bring, you know, mention, is that we can grow our trunk.
Yeah, as we're knowing more people and knowing ourselves and getting and
with
better.
That, yeah, that's right. The intention and devotion to do something different, because just you saying, I matter. I'm not going to go to that concert because I matter. We've added another little layer.
Mm-hmm. Getting it stronger every day.
That's right.
It's everyday work.
And I hear this, I see this all the time. It causes me pain, unfortunately. But when people are in traffic with each other and they just think that they can say whatever they want about the other person, that's such a conflict within me, and it's our wounding. It's our wounding.
Yeah. So what's up with that? Like everyone, they're so nice. And the moment they start driving, they turn into a different person.
That's right.
I don't know what's going on with driving that actually just switch people that way.
It's our wound. It's like such a large wound for us.
Yeah.
What we say when people are driving, pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Get a notebook, write it down. You would not believe the amount of pieces of paper I have in my notebook, because I hear it and I lovingly write it down and go, why would I? That's so funny. And just the fact of witnessing it sometimes is enough.
Yeah.
You don't even need to, you've already healed it just by saying, that's funny. I love you. We don't need you anymore. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But people driving is such a beautiful place. Like, you know, I was at a traffic light. I thought someone was coming. I didn't, you know, et cetera. And the man was so mad at me and the fingers and the beeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, I'm not going to, because often we can go, I love you. And like, we're just doing that to hurt the other person.
Yeah.
You know? And so it was a silent exchange with me where I just sent him a lot of love. Because guess what? I don't know. I don't know anything about this.
Yeah. How their day is going.
Yeah. And so if he's that upset, well, then something's probably not going very well.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to have the compassion. I'm going to say, ego, no, thank you. We don't need you. Because the ego is like, oh, yeah, let's rip into
let's
them.
Let's go.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. But the heart doesn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more that we lean into the heart. And so, again, you grow your trunk a little bit more.
Yeah. And how is it going to make you feel after that? Like, okay, let's say that you curse that person. You probably will. What are the odds of seeing that person again? Close to zero.
Right.
You know, you're never going to see that person again. Now you're just like cursing them out for absolutely no reason. It's just driving.
The karma.
Yeah.
Karma's just love there them. With that too.
That's true.
That's right. Because the more that we can love people, because let's be honest, and this is what I say, to live the most abundant and fulfilling life is to give first.
Mm-hmm.
To always give first, because the secret to living is giving. The caveat to that is knowing you're going to receive, and that's a beautiful space to be in as well. Right?
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm going to give you $5 because you're going to give me 10. It's having the unattachment towards it. Right. And so if you see someone on the side of the road, this may be controversial, but I don't really care. If you see someone on the side of the road and you have a couple bucks in your pocket, why wouldn't you give it to the person who likely has none? And why should we sit in judgment? Because who cares if they have that? That $3 will come back to you. No problem.
Yeah.
You don't know what way and you don't know when, but you could be that person in the grocery store kind of stuck up because you don't, your kid there, you don't have, like, maybe your cards aren't working. Who knows? And someone shows you a kindness. Right? It's kind of keeping that, you know, that giving karma bank open.
Yeah.
Because everything is reciprocity. Yeah. Everything is reciprocity. And it's going to come back to you.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's a beautiful thing. You know, you lend somebody $100. I don't care when you pay me back. I don't even care if you do. That's the best way to go. Unattached.
Yeah.
Unattached to it. I give people money on the sides of the road if I have it to give. My daughter showed me that. Because she says, they're out there and it's cold. And we're in here and it's warm. That alone is worth a couple bucks.
Yeah, that's true.
How can it not?
Yeah.
Because it comes from the heart. It doesn't care about anything else. I was just outside. I was doing some yoga. And I don't need... I try to live my life as flexible as possible without all these things that I need. I don't need a yoga mat. I don't need to be wearing the right clothes. I don't need to anything. I just sat in the dirt, in the grass, in front of the sun and did yoga. And as I'm laying there, I felt a bug on me. And I was like, I'm probably on an anthill, right? Like joking to myself. And then I was like, even if it bites me, it's still out of love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watch nature, nature is only doing what nature knows how to do. And it's all from love.
That's true.
It's all from love because their nature, an ant, if you want to break it, an ant has its job. And it doesn't have thought. Oh, this big person's in my way. I'm just going to wait. They're doing yoga, so I'll wait. No, they don't care.
They
find
go.
Another way
yeah.
around.
Yeah.
You know? And that's animals. Nature is constant shift. It's in a constant shift.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all done with love. And so, yes, me sitting in the dirt saying if a bug bit me right now, I would only see it as love, is love because nature is doing its thing.
That's true. That is true. Yeah. And the universe actually just works in beautiful ways, like with all the animals and everything. And I was talking to someone, and I don't know if you've encountered, I'm sure you encountered this. I was talking to a friend of mine about this episode and how like I felt when I talked to you for the first time. And he's not a believer. He does not believe in that. What is the response you would give someone to someone like that? If there is any response, obviously.
Yeah. And, you know, and so that's the thing too, right? Because a lot of time I know something different. Does that mean that the other person is open to receiving it? Because there's a great amount of, what's the word I want
to
say?
And I have to say that it's not out of hate that the person was saying this. It's just about like, I don't believe in it.
Right.
It's just.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. When people don't believe in something, it's because they don't know it.
There you go. Yeah.
And that's the difference. And will they ever know it? I don't know, but it's the reason I do what I do. Because what if you're that one person on the fence to going either completely down the program victimhood, or you can come to the side that is filled with love.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I do this.
We you have know? To be open-minded a little bit too.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, so often we say, well, no, I would never want that. Like, I could never be with somebody who X, Y, and Z. Well, if you met somebody first.
Yeah, that's true.
And they didn't have a leg, right?
Yeah, but you loved them.
And you fell in love with them. If your heart's really connected.
Yeah.
I promise you, the lack of leg would have no bearing.
Yeah.
Again, you know something different.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing, is that person in their life either hasn't had, you know, that aha moment, or they're not open to it. It might not be a part of their journey. And this is something really difficult for me in my life, because I want to show them, but it's not always ours to show, right? So you can listen to the episode, see if it resonates. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a book that I read that kind of really helped answer some questions for me, right? We can offer resources, I find, right, are the best way, right? And then just love them no matter what, because they know something different, you know? They do. And our world is set to disconnect us. And that's really unfortunate. But it is what it is, the nature of it currently. And the more that we disconnect, the less that we can connect.
Yeah, the less likely we will connect with anything. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
That is true. Because, well, I do believe that there are some people that are connected. Everyone is connected one way or another to the universe. It's just the way, this is just what I think. It's just the way you're connected to it. Like, there are some people that really seek only power. And in general, when you seek that much power, or you really believe that that's the only way to actually conquer, you start separating people. And
that's
when you're dividing, like, and you conquer a lot better, a lot easier. Now, once, like, and I feel like that once you start actually questioning everything, and that's when you start looking at yourself first, instead of following someone, you're following your heart and the energy that's around you, then you start thinking better. You start making right decisions. You start actually respecting yourself. You start respecting your thoughts and your beliefs, and they start to matter more.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that you had, you know, when you asked about your friend, right, that's not believing.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is we are all energy. It's indisputable. Right. And there's so much that's what physics is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So there's thousands of articles. There's thousands of proof of this. But the simple placebo effect is probably the easiest way that you could get somebody to nod in that direction. Doesn't mean they believe, but they can't disagree.
Yeah.
Because if the placebo effect has healed people, how is that not energy?
Yeah. How would you explain that? Yeah.
Everything is energy. How do you turn on your lights? Well, I flip the switch with energy. Right. And what are the lights made of? Energy. But how does it work? Nobody knows. Nobody actually knows.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. We're on cell phones. We're on the computer right now, right?
Yeah.
Wi-Fi can go through buildings. It can go through woods. It can go through metal. It can go through how? It's energy. How does a radio work? It's energy.
All the waves that we can think of.
That's right.
All
energy. That's right.
Yeah. The whole universe moves in an energetic. There's some energy in anything that we see and touch.
That's right. It's energy is all around us. And another really beautiful way to highlight this, again, if the person is open, because that's always the difference, right? How open are they to knowing something different? Because I don't particularly like the word believe. And here's why, because lie is in the middle. And I think that word sets to keep us from it, because it's what I know. And so often we'll say, this is what I believe. And now I say, this is what I know. That's a very hard thing for people to hear, because they think I'm in a fight with them, or I'm trying to change their mind, and I'm not. But I know something different than you. It's not better. It's not more enlightened. I just know something different about energy than you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we all know something different. And so it's really important to start to pay attention to what it is that you know, right? Do you believe in a higher power? I don't know. Spend some time with that.
Yeah.
Because you don't not know, right?
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, people who are spiritual, it's because they know something different. They know that there's a, you know, that higher consciousness. And again, spiritual people, we don't always align in everything, because there is no definition, but it's what you know. And what you know, no one can take from you.
Yeah.
And that's always the difference.
Yeah.
If you know you're beautiful and somebody says you're not beautiful, you say, I love you.
Because it's their perspective. I see myself. I know that I'm beautiful.
I know I'm beautiful. That's yeah. right.
But their perspective, they believe or they know, according to their description of beauty, mm-hmm. that I'm not beautiful. It's okay. I love you. I still love you.
That's right.
Never yes. thought about that way. I'm like, why don't they like me? You know, we want to be liked in today's society.
We do.
We so want to be liked that when someone doesn't like you or does not appreciate being around you, we turn into like, no, I got to go and talk to that person. I want to know what don't they like about me. Oh, no, just let it go sometimes. They don't have to. You don't have to be liked to uh-huh. live.
And also, a lot of times, the people that you don't like or don't like you, there's some past life stuff there. And you're well, Tiffany, they just saw me in the grocery store. Yes, trust me. When you feel that polarized towards somebody without explaining it, there's a story there. Yeah. There's a story in another life there, you know? But again, we want people to like us because of our own woundings.
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes inappropriate. Right. And I say that word with so much love because it means that we're not coming from our full heart space. We're coming from fear. We're coming from abandonment. We're coming from those wounds, you know? And then just to sit, and it's a work in progress for me to be with people that don't like me. Because the other thing is that I found throughout my life, and I can put words to it now, that either people love me or hate me. And there's generally no in between. And that really bothers me because the people that hate me, I'm like, but I'm not what you think I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's okay. I know that now. I also know that because I've healed so much of myself, because I know my astrology chart, I'm a lot. I am a lot of energy. And people who are not as far along in their journey, they react to my energies the other way. So when people find me to be very loving and warm in a safe space, right? I get kids all the time, animals, they come to me. And then there's other people that don't. Their energies are deflecting mine, mm-hmm. or I'm deflecting. I don't know what it is, but it's okay. It's okay. It's hard. And it's okay because there's lessons in that.
Yeah.
There's a lesson in it for you, and that takes you out of the victimhood. And an experiment. If you want to know how much words matter, is to take 3 jars of rice. I don't remember the name of it. This isn't mine.
Oh, yeah.
But just to show how strong energy is, right? And you take, you put the rice in water, and you cover it. And you have 3 of them. And so one, you pick up. I love you, rice. I love you so much, rice. I'm so grateful for you, rice. I so love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, rice. And you put it down. And then you do nothing to the middle one. And then you take the last one and you say, I hate you, rice. Why are you even here? You're so stupid, rice. I don't like anything about you, rice. And then you do that for 30 days. And the one that you hate will mold and turn toxic the fastest. The one that you do nothing to may have mold, it may not. But the one that you sent love will not.
Energy.
That's right. And especially if it comes from the heart, because if you want to send loving words, if you notice your tone will start to change. If it's really coming from the heart, like when I started saying I was angry, my tone changed.
Yeah, that's true. You did it really well, by the way.
Yeah, because that's what I was feeling.
Yeah.
I don't like you, rice, right? Because that's how it feels. It feels very polarizing, but so does love.
Yeah.
And so again, our words have vibration. And this is also a huge experiment, not to even show you that energy exists, but energy exists with our words.
Mm-hmm.
Our words cast spells. They really do. It's why it's called spelling.
Yeah.
So what we say really matters.
Yeah.
I'm like, even my daughter the other day, she was like, Mama, I'm never gonna. And then I go, can we reframe that? You haven't yet.
Yeah.
And she goes, I haven't yet, right? Because in those moments, perhaps it's not always my job to, reframe it for her. But I just try to show her something different.
Right.
Because there is no never. You haven't yet. I mean, even the fact, if you ask me if I'm going to jump out of a plane, if you asked me last year, I would say never. And now I'm like, I don't know. Because I haven't experienced my life yet. So how do I know if I will or won't? But I don't want my subconscious to attach itself to something that I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
But, so would I? Will I? Yeah. I don't know.
I would say that there are some things that I probably will never do just because I wouldn't actually enjoy doing it. For example, jumping from a plane is definitely something that I don't have any joy to be, like, of being like in that altitude. I don't think that I will be doing it. So probably I'll lean towards like, I'll probably will never do that.
Right. But you're closing it off. Mm-hmm. And it's okay, right? Yeah, and I'm just highlighting this because here's the thing. Let's say, and this comes from my own devotion, right, to healing myself. Because again, if you asked me before, I would have said, no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Never, ever, ever, never say. And then I thought, okay, but if I've healed enough of myself, that might be a thrilling experience at some point.
Right.
Okay. How do I know?
Right. Yeah.
How do I know? It's the same thing if somebody says, well, how would you feel? I don't know. I drive people crazy all the time. They'll ask me that all the time. I said, well, I can't possibly answer that question.
Yeah. And we changed our minds. Myself, for example, I changed my mind on so many things. Example, I used to dislike Cabernet Sauvignon. I was always a white wine rosé. Now I cannot really, like, if you ask me what's my favorite wine, I'll be like, give me a Cab Sauv. Give me a red wine. We change as we grow. We change as we actually experience things. And at some point, it just clicks when we start saying, well, nothing really matters than the moment, the right here and right now we're at. So I found in that situation where I'm asked, hey, do you want to come with us? We're going to jump off over like from a plane and we're going to have parachutes. And I was never in that situation where someone actually offered that to me, or I had the choice to say yes or no. So I probably will just say, I don't know.
Right. Like now, and that's the most beautiful answer.
Yes. Would you do it?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I was never asked.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that, right? Because our words cast spells and it's so darn simple. It's not easy, but it is so simple.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because we are constantly programming ourselves. And something I started with my daughter back in kindergarten, because you know what? It was hard to be a kid back then, but there's a whole set of challenges now that I didn't have to deal with. And so I thought to myself, how can I really intentionally model for her and foster that self-love? And I thought, oh, I'm going to teach her about affirmations. And so when we get to school, we pop down the mirror and I told her the only rule is you can't lie, meaning you can't say you're beautiful if you don't really feel it. Now, yes, can you fake it till you make it? I do know that there's a place for that, certainly, right? But you have all these words in your vocabulary. So if you don't feel beautiful, don't say it.
Hmm.
But there's a lot of other things that you can say. I am abundant. I am beautiful. I am loving. I am kind. I am lovable. I am worthy. I am respected. I respect. I have integrity, right? You can go on. You can use any words that you want. But I started this with my daughter, but I started by doing it first, right? Because that's how I do. I got to show her how to do it first. So now we do it all the time. And she'll come up with the most fun, loving words. And we started with three. And let me tell you, sometimes if that child has 4 minutes, she'll just keep saying them. And it's so beautiful. And it just brings so much joy and love. Because that's how she's starting her day.
Mm-hmm.
It's by loving herself.
Yeah.
And in that, I'm doing the same thing. You know? So there's so many places to just start doing something different.
Yeah. And our environment too. So because you talk about your daughter with such a passion. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And I am sure that like the environment that she's growing and now is offering her the way to actually like all the tools to think that way, to be wired in a way that actually she will love before she can think anything else. She will say, I don't know, and seek knowledge before she can actually make an opinion. And that's something that we probably have to do. And I'm glad that you talked about affirmation. A lot of people don't know about affirmation, how important their affirmation is in our life.
And again, it comes to feeding that subconscious mind.
Yeah.
Because it's been so used to you telling it another thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so often our program is to say the opposite of what it is that we want. We focus on what it is that we don't want. To manifest anything, The law of attraction is to attract what you do want. And so if we say, I don't want to go out on Friday night. I hope no one asks me to go out on Friday night. Gosh, if somebody asks me, I'm going to be so upset if they ask me to go out on Friday night. And all we're saying is Friday night, Friday night, Friday night. And our subconscious can't discern joke, anger. It just goes Friday night, right?
Right.
And so we end up attracting what it is that we don't want with great power. And it's funny because we don't witness it as, wait, I attracted that, because I will lovingly say that you attract everything in your life.
Yeah. So whatever you really want, you can definitely get to. It's how you manifest yourself and how you react and act in this universe.
That's right. And it has to be something you know. So if I say, oh, I can't wait to have $500 million. I know it's going to happen. I promise you, I've already talked myself out of that. Because why do I want $500 billion? I have no reason to want it. And my ego, myself, you know, my programming is going to go, Tiffany, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, no, I'm manifesting it right now. But do you see, I've actually talked myself out of it. And that is where to be so aware and intentional with, is you cannot talk yourself out of the thing that you want. That's very hard too. That's very hard to do if you're not programmed in that right way. Because now we can use program in a different way.
Yeah.
A reshifting.
Yeah.
Right? And I remember I was in the woods and someone, I said the word deserve, right? She said, well, I don't really like that word, because why does somebody deserve something different than me? Or why should everybody not have the same opportunities and this and that? I said, well, for whatever reason, I didn't respond, but I sat with that because it didn't align necessarily with me, but I couldn't find the words for it. And then it came to me. If you deserve something, it's because you know it. And if you say, I deserve it, you should know that you deserve it. So what does that mean? I know I deserve to live an abundant life. Now, I'm not saying where the abundance is or what the abundance is.
Or what kind of abundance, yeah.
Or what kind. But I know I deserve abundance. I know I deserve love. And you'll talk yourself out of it if you don't love yourself.
Yeah.
So when you manifest, what do you know? You know? And so here's the thing. If you don't love yourself, then it might be an invitation to open up your mirror and literally stare into your eyes and tell yourself, I love you, because you will cry. And then keep doing it. And within time, it will become something you know.
Mm-hmm. Is it harder?
It takes a devotion.
Can it be harder for anyone that have like some sort of depression or anything that like they think about the past and some certain situations and how they did it? Like when we talked about the example that you gave us about the 2 months old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But someone that when they look at themselves, it's sometimes hard for them to just look at that mirror and say, I love you. Because immediately sometimes they feel and they think about the things that happened in the past. So it might actually, is it like persistent? Is persistence something that has to happen in order for you to actually get to that healing?
You really need to be devoted to yourself in some way.
Okay.
You know, devoted to the journey, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that you're open. That means that you're ready, you know, because so many times people will come to me and they heal one time. And listen, that's not for me to judge. Mm-hmm. That's not for me to be upset about or want something greater for them. That's what they can do in that moment in their life.
Mm-hmm.
I send them so much love that they can continue down their journey. I don't know what their journey holds for them.
Yeah.
Right? But you know your journey. And so if I need to cultivate love within myself, it first comes to that awareness and that intention. I'm going to cultivate love for myself. That is an affirmation. That's also the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very big, bold statement, and don't talk yourself out of it.
Yeah.
Because that little voice is going to come up and you're going to go, cancel, cancel, little voice. No, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Stop it. Right. Because our thoughts are constant. They're constantly flowing.
Mm-hmm.
What is an emotion? It's energy in motion.
Mm-hmm.
When we can allow, they move through us. When we resist, they persist.
Mm.
And so our thoughts, we swear up and down that they are real, truthful, and factual. And they're lovingly not. They're a product of your traumas and your wounds. and they're telling you a story.
Yeah.
And so in those moments, it's to put space between your thoughts, because the space is how you recalibrate. And to put space between our thoughts, there's lots of things that you can do. Breathing is one of them. Mm-hmm. Intentionally breathing, box breathing, four in, hold for four, breathe out for four, breathe in for four, hold for four, breathe out for four, hold for four, breathe in for four. I think I didn't say it right, but that's what it is. So it's breathe in, okay. Hold, breathe out, hold, breathe in, hold, breathe out. And for 4 seconds each time. If you can't do four, then you can do three.
Okay.
And that's a box. That calms our vagus nerve. And that puts space between our thoughts. Going outside, taking your shoes off, connecting to the ground can put space between our thoughts. Giving our energy to the tree. I don't know why I'm feeling this way. Take it away from me, please. And it will.
Yeah.
Put space between our thoughts. Journaling can help you see those emotions without prejudice. Just right.
Yeah.
Because what we need to do is not become those thoughts. And if we can, if they get too wild, is to put space. Another one is to look out the window and look as far off as you can. Just intentionally, because when you do something with intention, you're not in the past or the future, because that's what our thoughts are. Our thoughts are from the past or in the future, for fear for the future or fear of the past.
Depression and anxiety. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. And when we're in the moment, we have no thoughts. Because I'm trying to look. Oh, no, I see a tree. Oh, no, wait, if I look a little further back, I'm going to see another tree. Mm-hmm. Right. And now I'm not thinking about that person that they said to me because they're a big jerk. No, I'm not thinking about that. Right. And that's what we need to regain control when it feels out of control. Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a lighter, if you have a candle, look into a candle flame. It puts space between our thoughts. Hug a pet. Go intentionally outside and find something beautiful. I mean, I could go on and on. I mean, there's so many ways that we can take our attention out of our mind. I mean, just the simple act. I mean, I have a lot of crystals. If you don't have crystals, you can pick up anything and just look at it.
Yeah. Really. Is it true that it has to choose you? Like the energy just
goes. A crystal?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally believe that. I totally know that. So there's a huge crystal warehouse. I live in Massachusetts and it's right in Connecticut. It's in Windsor, Connecticut. And it's like, it's one of the most beautiful places. And of course I bring my daughter there and we'll go. And I told her when we first went, I said, listen, honey, it's okay. You're just going to let the crystal choose you.
Right. Yeah.
It's going to choose you.
Yeah.
Cause you'll know it.
I felt that my wife and I were in Vegas and I saw this beautiful bracelet. The moment I touched it, there was something, there was a connection that happened. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know how, like what really happened. I just knew that I have to keep it, that I have to have it. And I still have it till now. I don't wear it as often as I want to, but I still have it till now. And it just, whenever I see it, whenever I touch it, whenever I feel it and on my wrist, it just brings me something. Like there's something that happens as if you connect with the nature in that universe that you live in.
And
it's phenomenal.
Such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, hard to believe. Like for me, I did not have any knowledge on those things before that. And frankly, I did not know about all the holistic healing and affirmations until I met my wife. She started talking to me about that. She started writing things to me and I have to actually just remember them and repeat them. And that's when I started knowing who I am as a person. And what I'm meant to do, I'm meant to be, who I want to be. And that's when I started focusing more on the right here and right now instead of focusing on like, I did this in the past and I'm not really proud of it. Okay, but how am I, who am I now? And how, I decided not to do that anymore. Now I want to do this. So now those things, to me, it was just hard. It was another proof that exists, that energy. That you share with your surrounding, with the nature, with what's next to you, what's around you, is very important. And just sitting here and talking to you, Tiffany, to me, there's a reason And there's a why I'm talking to you. And there is a why I've actually came across the comment on Facebook. And that's how we met and we started talking mm-hmm. from then. And we started exchanging emails. I'm like, there is a reason for this. I have something to learn here. And
so do I.
And what I love about the podcast is that now we're able to share it with people without any time management. We can talk. I can talk to you, Tiffany, for the whole day. And I will likewise. Not get bored. It's amazing. I can listen to you for the whole day. And I encourage anybody to reach out to you and listen to your podcast. And we will put it in the description, of course. But it is amazing when you connect with the universe. Would you agree?
Without a doubt. And yeah. Again, it's just about intention, you know? It really is. I mean, that's really something so important, is like what you put out, you give back. And it's so beautiful, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. And I come across so many beautiful people now, and I go, oh gosh, I'm the universe. And I am so grateful. And then I go, of course, right? Because of course we're going to have these beautiful conversations. And of course I match you, because I'm here and I'm learning something too. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
There's a why for me too, because it's a collective. Yeah. It's not a one way.
Yeah.
Right. It's yeah. truly not. And it's so beautiful. And something that came up for me was forgiveness.
How would you forgive? Yeah.
Forgiveness is so important. And the first person to forgive is you. Because you didn't know something. You know something different now. It's the same thing if you're like, oh, if I was first dating my wife, we should have done these dates, right? But no, you did exactly what you were meant to do. Forgive yourself. You didn't know something. You know right. something different now.
Right.
Forgiveness is so wildly important. And forgiveness is of the utmost compassion to you, not only for ourselves, but for others. And to forgive, for me, it's repetition. So it's a three-time thing. I forgive myself for not knowing what I know now. I forgive myself for reacting that way, right? Whatever the program is. I forgive myself for not knowing what I know now in that moment. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I'm so grateful that I can forgive myself. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. These are literally some of the things that I say, and that's mm-hmm. why I'm sharing them. And I forgive the other person for what they don't know, because they don't know something that I know, and vice versa. And so in the midst of chaos, in the midst of anger, we can come back to forgiveness. I forgive you for what you don't know. And I had this spiritual teacher right after my divorce, like right after we separated, I went and talked to her. She was a medium, as well as just a spiritual healer. And so I had done, you know, the medium, because I really needed to talk to my father and, you know, for him to tell me all the things, you know, because again, it was all out of fear, right? And mm-hmm. I know that now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a beautiful experience. And it's helped me to be right here in this moment. And right. so I hold it so lovingly. But she said to me, Tiffany, you need to forgive. And I was like, the hell I do? Why would I do that? And she said, why would you not? They know something different. You're not saying, I forgive you, because you want to forgive them for all their whatever.
Whatever you blame them for. Yeah.
It doesn't matter, but you can forgive them for what they don't know. And what they don't know is that they hurt you. Or what they don't know is that you have your own wounds. What they don't know, right? What they don't know. And so we can forgive any person that has done us wrong by saying, I forgive you for what you didn't know or what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the Hawaiian prayer. And apparently it's not said this way, but it's the Ho'oponopono.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to ask for forgiveness. Like, I'm sorry for this, and asking if they can forgive you.
Would you forgive me?
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's right. And I love you. Right. So if I say, Rafael, I'm so sorry I missed the podcast today. I don't even need any, right? Because so often we use so many filler words. I'm so sorry I wasn't there for you today. I hope that you can forgive me.
Mm.
And then if you can, you let me know. Cause it's, I'm just asking for forgiveness. And I ask people all the time now, I ask my daughter all the time, can you forgive me? Because I really want to know. Right. If you don't, that's okay. That's okay. It's about communicating an intention, you know? And then if they do forgive you, thank you. And I love you. Now, maybe you don't love the person enough to share that. You might not, you don't have to say it out loud to send them love.
Yeah. You can feel it. You can think about it. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can you forgive me? Thank you. I love you. And you can do this for yourself. Yeah. You know, because so many of us are holding on to resentment and guilt. Ooh, they feel terrible. It's a facade because our ego thinks that it makes us feel okay, feel better. It doesn't. These are the shackles that hold us. Cut the cords. They don't serve you. I promise you. They don't.
Yeah.
Look back at your life. Say, I love you. I love you. And oftentimes when I go back into these memories that I have, or if I'm in a meditation or in a past life regression or whatever it is, I hold that little girl and let her know that I love her. And that I'm doing all of the things now because I experienced it, because she endured that.
Oh, that's powerful.
I'm here now.
That is powerful. I that's definitely something I'm going to start doing. That's definitely something else I'm going to start just to talk to your, to like when you were in that situation that you probably, you're not happy with that you have done, and just remind that person that you're going to grow up from that, that I still love you.
Right.
That I love you. I know that I love you. I know that I had to go through that. That is powerful. That's amazing.
Yeah. And so I'll share it because I, you know, I love to share with stories, and even though they're personal to me, I don't really care. So my father got struck by lightning. And he was a truck driver, and there was me and my brother and sister, we were all very close in age. And my mom, they were very young parents, very, very young parents. And God love them. God bless them. You know, I love my parents so much. And my father quickly realized that if he was on the road, he would make more money. But in turn, it just distanced himself. That's his journey. Like, it just distanced himself from us.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And I loved my father. He's passed away. But him and I, ooh, did we connect, you know? And so I'm having this memory. And of course, I was next to my mom because she was stressed out, and I'm helping her in the kitchen, and my brother and sister are in the living room, and they're watching a program on TV. And my father goes, he was about to leave for his trip. And so he goes, you know, because my mom and dad, they're like yelling at each other or whatever. And he goes to bring the dog inside right before the storm. And so he's bringing the dog inside. And as he shuts the bulkhead, this is his story, right? That's what he told us. As he shuts the bulkhead, the thunder, the lightning hits the bulkhead. And it shoots through him. And literally, there was a big dent on the other side of the door from the energy, just, you know. And so I remember hearing him screaming and like being like, oh, my goodness, like just, you know, crippling fear. Right. And so he comes up from upstairs and he says, I'm okay. Right. And he's there. And then he's going to leave. And so he bends down to me and he says goodbye to me. He tells me he loves me. And in that moment, I think to myself, why does he always leave me? Why does he always leave me? And then I went, oh, why does he always leave me? There is something. There it is. I said it. Why does he always leave me? And so in that moment, I forgave him. I sent him love. And I sent my little girl self love. And I said, it's okay, honey. We know something different now. And then the next morning, I got to my clearing. Because I got to clear that. Like, it was so powerful. I had tears streaming down my face during this meditation. And all I kept thinking was, oh my gosh, this is such an opportunity. Thank you.
So you shifted your vision.
That's right.
And the feeling that you had at that moment. Like from, why do you always leave me? To, I kind of understand now why you leave me. There's a reason for it.
And the beautiful thing is I know I cleared it for myself in my current life, but I didn't clear it from my past life because that program would still come up. And that's that's also the difference, right? Is to clear those past life programs too, because I've had past lives with my father. And so in regressing, right, in some way, he left me before. And it's a wound that is still active between us until it's not. And so I cleared it from my current life, because as soon as we can witness something, it takes the power out of it. When we can really, really hold it and have compassion, there's Kuan Yin, she's over on my shelf over there.
Okay.
Kuan Yin is a, she's, you know, the Greek gods and myths and things like that. So she's a Japanese version of, you know, and so Kuan Yin's story is her father said, you have to marry. And she said, no, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yes, you do. And so he did everything he could to force her to marriage. And she was sound in it. And she would not, no matter what trauma he caused her, she stood grounded and rooted. And so the story goes, and I might not be expressing it as much, but it's a story of compassion, because what happened was she ended up getting raped by three men.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly on her deathbed. And she forgave them right after it happened. And so she represents compassion. And I have her statue in another little vase of her.
Wow.
Because she is compassion. You know, and yeah. I had something pretty heavy happen to me last week. And in my meditation, I gave love to the person that caused me all of this pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so beautiful to do.
Yeah.
And that is where we elevate ourselves.
Yeah.
Because the person, no matter what, evil, not evil, they're still a product of human consciousness. They're still a product of God or of Gaia or of Source or however you want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know that we can move forward with love.
Yeah.
You know, I know that we can have boundaries and we need anger and we need all of these feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But can we come back to love?
And how it's how we can deal with them and shift them, just like you did when you were thinking about the moment when you were young.
Mm-hmm.
It's you switch that anger to something that's love. Now I understand you. I'm okay
right.
with you. I'm okay
right.
with that. I moved on from it. And then the moment you think about that person or you see that person, you don't have the same feeling anymore. There is no anger.
No. That's right. That's right. And
that's the beauty of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's so many, you know, if we're not vibrating high, you know, and this is something that's really hard for me to understand, because I know so much spiritually that it's almost like this human body and my human mind, I go, oh my gosh, I shouldn't be thinking this. I shouldn't be thinking this. This is right. And also it matters in those moments.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times for me, I just need to cry.
Yeah. Emotion.
Because that's what energy is. It's energy in motion. And when we stop it, when we go, no, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. Right? We're telling ourselves we don't matter. We can't feel it. It's not ours.
Yeah.
And it is. Right? Yeah. And if we can feel it, if we can just feel that anger and go, oh, I'm so mad that person cut me off. What about it?
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. That's
then
true.
We have that space for curiosity. And there's also an exercise. Is this, do you record just the audio?
Yeah.
Okay. So I will explain what I'm doing.
Okay.
And so this is such a beautiful exercise, and I do it within all of my, you know, when I guide, you know, within the healings, we're going to do this, but you can do this at any time. And I really invite you to do this. And it's to take, you can either take like the knuckles of your hands or just your hands and rub in a circular motion above your chest. And this is your kidney meridian. This is our life force. This is our chi. This is everything right here.
And I'm doing it. That's the noise that you hear. Okay.
That's right. You should feel the shirt, right? And it's also called the tender spot because it might be a little tender. But you're just going to make these circles or an up and down motion, whichever feels aligned for you. And it goes like this. Even though I'm so mad right now at the person who cut me off, it's okay. I still love and accept myself. Even though forgiveness feels really hard, it's okay. I still love and accept myself. Even though I don't know what I'm feeling right now, it's okay. I still love and accept myself. And this is such a beautiful way to take the power out of your thoughts and your emotions. Because when was the last time you acknowledged how you feel?
It feels good.
Right? And so even though, whatever it is, and then you follow it with, I still love and accept myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to tell ourselves that we're bad. Even though I ate that piece of cake, it's okay. I still love and accept myself.
I know.
Right? And that's what you're doing, is you're lovingly accepting yourself no matter what, unconditionally.
Yeah.
And if you want, if you think you love other people unconditionally, you cannot possibly if you don't love yourself unconditionally.
Yeah.
It all, what we become a mirror. So if we don't love ourselves in all the right, I shouldn't say right, but in all the healthy and abundant ways of this tree, right? I'm taking it back to the tree. And it's expressing throughout us. Our branches are weak. They're not strong because we don't have that love within.
Yeah.
And so how can we love ourselves more? And this is what I say. We don't need to love others more. We need to love ourselves first.
First. Yeah. Yeah. And not become selfish. So you can love yourself, but not like becoming like, sometimes like whatever, we have to still watch what we have to say. You were talking a couple times about meditation. Is there any effective way to meditate? An easy, effective way to meditate for someone who never did it?
Meditation is often a very scary place for people starting off on their journey. And again, we're starting meditation 1%. And I say that with so much love. Mm-hmm. You are not going to shut your eyes. Well, I shouldn't say you're not. It's unlikely, but you are going to close your eyes, intend to meditate, and then be in that peaceful, serene state for 20 minutes. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
okay, yeah. right? It happens to me all the time. And what do? Just bring my attention back to whatever it is. So you can meditate just by watching a flame. That's a really cool way to do it.
Okay.
Because it's moving. I mean, think about energy right there.
Yeah.
The flame is constantly shifting. Mm-hmm. But it's really just about taking your attention out of your mind. And as thoughts come in, and I heard this from somebody else I follow, and he says he just takes it like a cork, pulls it down, and sees the thought traveling off.
Wow.
And that's been really effective for me. And because again, we're like, oh, this isn't working. That's not loving. For ourselves, you're gonna have thoughts. It's okay. When you resume the intention of meditation, just send the thought away lovingly.
Right.
Watch it go away. It's okay. It's all okay. There's no wrong way to meditate. And just like anything else, it just takes time. It takes time. And there's, you know, the Insight Timer is a really great place to start, because the Insight Timer, it's free. And you can just put in 5 minutes, 5 minute meditation, and then just start at 5 minutes. Again, it's just that 1%. Mm. But truly, in order to help us heal and become the people that we want to do, we have to sit within. And meditation is really one of those catalysts to open up and to connect within. It's really going to be meditation. Something else that I just purchased that has been so phenomenal is a Shakti mat.
Okay.
And it is a mat, and it's sustainably made, and it's so beautiful, you know, the product. And it's a mat of acupressure needles.
Okay.
They're and so I lay on that now in my meditation, because it's when you put your body under stress intentionally, it calms your nervous system. So another way to take the attention out of your mind is to temperature extremes are really profound.
Oh yeah.
Meaning
yeah.
going into ice baths cold.
Yes.
That's right. Ice baths, or fantastic. Even just taking ice water, dipping your face in it, putting on the back of your neck. That helps take the attention out of your mind, because our bodies are super smart and our nervous system goes, oop, what's going on here? We have to solve this. And now we can't think about the problem anymore because our body's going, oh, that doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
So temperature shifts are really profound for helping to change our environment. Just like breath holding. I talked about box breathing, but intentionally holding your breath. And of course there's, you know, there's ways to do it faster or
efficiently,
with more intention, efficiently. Yeah. But this acupressure mat that I got has really been amazing, because you lay on it and it causes you some discomfort. Like, I'm not going to lie, but then it says after a few minutes, everything just turns warm. And I promise you, that's what happens. And then you meditate and it just adds an extra stimuli for you to connect deeper in meditation. And I can't say that that's why, but for me, it just feels really good. It's also time management in a certain way, because I'm laying on the mat and I'm meditating. Because what if I'm going to lay on the mat, I should be meditating anyway.
Yeah, because so, you're in discomfort.
That's right. So I'm calming my nervous system. It sets me up for a great night's sleep, and I'm aligning my soul to my body. I mean, nice. It's really an experience. And so, you know, I do it 20 minutes a couple times a week, you know, 3-4 times a week in meditation. And it's just, again, how do we set ourselves up to continue to be in alignment with ourselves, to continue to respond? Because it takes a devotion,
right?
You know, and it means saying no, because I matter. No, I cannot do that podcast in the morning because I matter and I want to go for a walk.
Yeah.
Or that's my time for me. And you don't bend because other people need to know you're important. And the only way other people can know that you're important is by you showing them that you are important to you.
Yeah. Starts by respecting yourself. That's how you can actually design your personality and the character that you are in this world. That you're, because we, again, you're not on your own, but then you do have principles and you do have things that you like and things that you like the least.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to manifest them in a good way, in a way that you will still be respectful to people because you want to have that respect back. And
that's right.
Like sometimes when we're talking about the pruning the tree, sometimes if they don't want to really listen to you, probably it is time for you to move on from that person.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany, thank you so much.
Thank you are you so welcome.
Oh my God. Please go ahead.
I was just going to say that sometimes that's really hard to do. Again, I want to honor that.
Mm-hmm.
But when we can be intentional with the people in our lives, it only serves the people in our lives. It only serves us. And again, this is karmic. This is karma. This is reciprocity. What you do comes back to you, right? And I'm saying this with love because what you do comes back to you.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm making this little wheel with my hand because the infinity symbol is also it, right? It's a gate upside down and we're just going to trace it with our hands.
Yeah.
It all comes back. It all comes back. And so, thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you. Oh, my God. Thank
you. Beautiful space and place.
Yes. Yeah, my day will go phenomenal. I've learned so many things. I do want to have you as many times as possible in the podcast. I will make a call for more questions to you. So, the moment I gather enough, I would love to have you back so we can actually discuss them. I'm sure that people will have a lot of questions. And if I want to listen to your podcast, which platform are you at?
So, my podcast is The Alchemy of Abundance, and it's on Gnostic TV, and that's Gnostic TV. And I do a lot of, you know, I'm hosting a conference now, and, you know, again, really being a conduit for my voice. And also, you can follow me on Instagram, which is Heart and Soul Healing. TikTok is also Heart and Soul Healing, and then Facebook is under my name. And I post content that comes from a space and place of love. And like I say, you know, I post kind of two ways. I post for little messages from me, but most of it's for you. Because what if you open up your phone and you receive that right message? Again, I try to be as intentional as possible with most things that I do, including loving and laughing, because laughing is wildly important to me. And it should be, I hope so, to you too. So I invite you to kind of get within my energy. You know, my website is heartandsoulhealing.com, where you can find all of my healing packages. But I'm so here for anybody, even if it's just a question. You know, we're all here doing our very best. And I know that. I know that. And I also know there's something here for you, but only you can know what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. Till the next time, Tiffany, thank you so much again for being here today. We're wrapping up this, but we are coming back for more. All the, like, every single information about Tiffany will be in the description, so please go ahead and follow her. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to leave comments. We will get back to you with answers. Thank you again. Until the next time, this is your host, Nofil, and this was The Seller Talk.
We gather round, stories told, no need for sound. saxophone plays so smooth and true. Feel the vibe, it's all for you.